All right, it is 9:37 p.m. on Wednesday, August 12th, 2020, and this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly. Oh no, it's not tracking. There we go. I gotta see the red line go across the screen so I know I'm recording. Otherwise, things can go pretty bad pretty quickly. Anyway, great week in basketball. I don't know. Okay, so here's the mix. Some of these games are great and feel like intense playoff games, and these other of these games feel completely pointless. So it's like this weird thing where preseason and late season is happening at the same time. I guess that's kind of how the end of the season normally feels, but it just feels like a normal end of season, but more so across the board. So been some really good games and some really bad games. But it's been fun. I hope you watched the news. That's a smooth transition just to start without any sort of getting really great at this. It's a joke because I'm getting somehow getting worse and somehow doing worse English speaking. Anyway, yeah, so. Hit the mic. I'm doing some great podcasting here. Anyway, news. I don't know. To me, maybe the biggest news is that Ben Simmons is hurt. I was a little bit higher on Philadelphia's chances in these playoffs than a lot of people. To me, it felt like at the end of the year they kind of cleaned things up, and even if they looked kind of weak in the bubble, they were gonna have a fairly easy matchup to start their playoffs off, and I thought it was enough time for them to kind of work through their problems and be back tight again and ready to go. And obviously, losing Ben Simmons hurts that quite a bit. poor Philadelphia, they can't catch a break. I wouldn't totally give up on them just because they've. There is some truth to the fact that they play better without Embiid or without Simmons. When they just have one of those guys, they are a better team. But a lot of that data we have to lean on has come from years where there have been different players on the team than there are now. So I'm not as confident in the fact that you could take Ben Simmons off of this team and have the same level of success that you would if he was there. So it's looking pretty rough. So I thought they were a dark horse contender for the East. I didn't think they would beat Milwaukee, but I thought they would surprise people and look like the best team against Milwaukee. That's what I thought would happen, but we didn't see that. We ain't seen anybody beat Milwaukee. Milwaukee is going to walk away from this title or walk away with his title without breaking a sweat, Ellis. Something weird happens. I mean, weird things happen in the playoffs, but right now, it looks like nobody can beat Milwaukee. So there's that. But, the East playoffs are set. I'm planning on doing a playoff breakdown next week. Or not next week, but after all the seeds are decided. So I'll cover that then. But Milwaukee looks like a monster. Other unfortunate injury news is there's at least a chance that Russell Westbrook is hurt. I sure hope not. I think Houston had managed to integrate him quite nicely. I really like what they were doing. I like the identity he gave Houston because he was they had the D'Antoni ball. That was all there. But then they just had this guy in Westbrook who just didn't give a shit. He was still going to be Russell Westbrook, whatever the D'Antoni ball was. And it was a really nice change of pace. And when they got the center out of there and gave him room to top rate. He really took to that. And in a way, Russ is kind of like their center, even though he's, you know, 6'1". I think he's like 6'3". But in a way, he is kind of their center, so it kind of makes sense in a way. And if they lose him, then they got rid of their big guy for nothing, and they got rid of Capella for nothing, and that could get rough really fast. So I'm hoping he's okay. They haven't declared him out yet, so hopefully, you know, with about half a week until the playoffs start, that's enough time for him to kind of get right, I hope. Speaking of still alive in the playoffs, the Suns are still alive. I left it on my notes. They didn't have to take it off after last week. I was able just to leave it on there. Suns are still alive. Now, unfortunately, the way things are, if they lose, they're out. Well, I'll just go over the whole thing. So, this is the scenario. If the Blazers win tomorrow, the Blazers will be in the 8th seed. If Memphis wins, Memphis will be in the 8th seed. If Memphis loses, then it will be Memphis and... Or if Memphis loses, then it will be Portland in 8. And San Antonio, if San Antonio wins. If San Antonio loses, then it will be Portland and Phoenix. I'm doing this off the top of my head somehow. If both Portland... Now, here there is a scenario with Portland, Memphis, and... Portland, Memphis, and... San Antonio, sorry. Like I said, I'm doing this off my head. If they lose, then I believe, and Phoenix wins, then I believe Phoenix is... I still think they are in 9th seed. I don't think they have a chance, but they would be in, and then Portland would be the 8th seed. So that's like the only other scenario. So our most likely scenario is Portland, given the schedules and everything, is Portland... Portland, San Antonio, but there is a bummer situation where, Phoenix can win tomorrow. You know, have won all their games, all the bubble games, and still not get to go into playoffs. That's kind of a bummer for them, but at least they'll be able to build off of that. You know, that success. But just playing music outside for some reason. I think it's one of those people that ride by with their music on. That's so weird. I don't get that. Not like drive by, like ride by with their bike and music playing. I always think that's weird. Anyway. So that is how the playoffs will break out. Basically, if you lose, you're out. If you win, you're probably in. Unless you're San Antonio or Phoenix, where you need some other people to also lose to be in. So it's an interesting scenario. San Antonio fans have a fair beef. They played one less game than everybody else, so they don't have the opportunity to get the same tiebreakers that everybody else does. It's pretty unfair. Their fans have a good beef. Provided they win tomorrow, their fans have a good beef. I don't think anyone envisioned the bubble working out like this, where five teams would be in position, or four teams would be in position to be 8 and 9. I don't think anyone pictured that. And if they do this again, hopefully they have better tiebreaker rules. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, personally, I think the tiebreaker should be record in the bubble, which would make it Phoenix and Portland. it would make it Phoenix and San Antonio, which It would be Phoenix and San Antonio. Oh, but don't San Antonio and Portland both have two losses? Yeah, they do. Oh, so you would need another tiebreaker. That's rough. This is a mess. Anyway, it's a fun mess, though. So please watch games tomorrow, Thursday, August 13th. Watch some games. They're going to be good. It's going to be an exciting day of basketball. And then watch the play-in games on Saturday and Sunday to see who makes the playoffs. Anyway. That's it. That's all I got. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Goodbye. Good weekend. Good week. All right, later.